it was just like a coincidence. I never wanted it. I just saw the sea and I wanted to spend my time there. And I saw the surfers and all this. Started with the bodyboarding and then surfing and then windsurfing. And I became like more involved in this sport. And I ended up by being hooked and addicted to this sport. And since then, I'm just like into it.
Do you think that surfing can help Moroccan children who are poor to realize some sort of self-esteem, to achieve a certain position in society, even if they don't have the latest equipment?
Of course.
At first, surfing was just a hobby for 26-year-old Bushma. Then he realized it could become something more. So he became a surf instructor, but learned almost as much from the people he was teaching.
I was so young, I was 16. I used to get tips from the tourists and I realized, okay, this is a door. Maybe my future is here, you know? But I knew at the same time, I knew like I had to go to school and learn more. I combined those things together and it makes my personality a little bit stronger. I believe if we have a strong personality and a good mind and a good environment, we can get to whatsoever we feel like.
An important turning point came when Bushma was invited to go to Hawaii to compete in a surfing competition. As a Moroccan citizen, it was a small miracle for him to get a visa to go to the United States, something he would never have dreamed of.
I thought it was like the end of the world. I can't get that, you know? So when I realized I was getting closer to this dream, which is, for me and for most of the kids, is impossible. I thought everything was possible. And this sport is a big school, a lot to learn.
Bushma spends most of his time in a village on the Atlantic coast of Morocco called Moulay Bouzoukhtan.
It's a world-class windsurf spot, so it's very known outside the country and really few people know about it in the country.
Big waves from the Atlantic Ocean crash onto the beach at Moulay Bouzoukhtan, where Bushma trains. Some of the world's top surfers come to enjoy the beach here, like Bernd Rodiger from Hawaii, who has come to Morocco to take part in a windsurfing competition. It's the 14-year-old's first time in Morocco.
I've definitely met a lot of people that are my age, and they all love the water just as much as I do, and that's cool to see. You know, a lot of times it's hard to find people that are your age doing the sport. Bushma is really pushing a lot of kids into the sport, so you know, that's a good thing.
Bushma's adopted village has turned to surfing as a way for the next generation to get a start in life. Mothers and children come down to the beach to watch the surfers at the weekend. As Bushma explains, the young people are turning away from fishing to earn a living from the sea in a different way.
It's a small community based on fishing or agricultural people. Their kids, they are now into sports and water sports. Maybe we are 20, 30, up to 50. We are few people, but we are into it. All of them, they are now windsurf instructors, kitesurf instructors, surf instructors, and they work in surf schools around the Sawir, and they have to go abroad and to go places.
Surfing has made Bushma more aware about the environment and how fragile it is. He encourages his friends and neighbours to take care of the beach and the natural treasures all around them.
I'm like a little sensitive about, like, I care about my ocean, I care about my sea. I love to see my beach clean, so I feel really sorry and sad when I see my friends or Moroccan people throwing garbage in my beach, you know. So I'm like,
You feel it's your beach?
Oh yeah, it is mine. So as it is for you, as it is for my friends, as it is for the tourists who come to it, we share the same thing. It is all ours. It can be my beach in Essaouira as well as my beach, the one I use in Hawaii, Hokipa, you know. It's not like physically mine, but I feel like spiritually mine, you know. It's like I gotta look after it somehow.
Bushma is a role model for the people in his village. He shows them that it's important to look after the environment, but also that they can make something of their lives if they want to.
Friends, they tell me, you know, this guy is doing like you because you are who you are, you know. So I feel honored, I feel privileged, you know, like people copying me. So I try to show the best image I get.
Bushma has managed to take something he loves, surfing, and use it to make a difference in his community. In Moulay Bouzoukhtan, this is Sylvia Smith for Deutsche Welle Radio.